I heard the other day, as you probably did, I've caught very little of the news this week or week before, but I've tried to keep up with enough. When I go to the store, I read the headlines on the paper. And one of the reports that I kept hearing over and over and over and over when the war was over, I kept hearing the same thing pop up over and over and over. They would interview on the news one of our captains or one of our military men, and they would say, "We were surprised that the Iraqis didn't resist no more than they did. They said it was an absolute pushover." They said they were expecting that ground war to last for weeks and even months, most experts were. But when they went over the border of Kuwait and into Iraq, they found that the Iraqi soldiers were coming out with white flags like this saying, "Where have you guys been? We've been waiting on you to get here. Give us something to eat. Give us." And they said that the Iraqis were surrendered. They said maybe even up over 100,000 have been taken captive. And somebody asked him, they said, "Sir," they asked him on TV, they'd say, "Sir, why do you think that the Iraqis wouldn't fight back?" And over and over and over and over, you heard the same thing I heard. They said, "I really don't believe their heart was in it." They said their will to fight was gone. They had no, their heart wasn't in it. They didn't have any will to fight. You know, a little bitty dog, if he's got a lot of will and fight in him, will fight a big dog. But if a person has lost their fight, and if a person has lost their will to serve God and to get in there and fight for God, then the devil has tricked them and knocked them out of the race. Many Christians today remind me of the Iraqis. They have said, "You're too much for us, devil. It's sin is too powerful. I'm just going to throw up my hands and surrender." And you have got into the place this morning where you have just totally given up and to serve your own lust or your own desires. And I'm trying this morning to put back some courage inside you that'll put a will to fight on the inside of your heart. The devil will discourage you. Now, I know what he does to you too. He'll make you think you're the only one it's ever happened to. He'll make you think that you've been singled out and that something like this has never happened to anybody else. But I can show you man after man, a man in the Word of God that's gone through just what you're going through this morning and has still stayed in there for God and still fought and still stayed faithful and did not let discouragement stop them. Did you know a lot of people, why they quit their job? Something goes wrong, they get discouraged. Something goes more wrong, they get more discouraged. Something goes most wrong, they get most discouraged. And then they say, "I've had it. I quit." Marriage is the same way. Many people will take so much and they finally just get discouraged. They get to the place where they think it can't work. They get to the place where they think there's no use trying. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, the devil's desire and plan for every child of God here this morning is to just beat you down and beat you down and beat you down and beat you down with worries about your family and worries about your bills and worries about your health and just hit you and hit you and hit you and hit you until you have no will to fight no more. You don't have no desire to get on fire for God and live for God. Now, I'll guarantee you there's about 50 people in here this morning. There was a time you'd fight a buzzsaw for the glory of God. There was a time when you was on fire for God. There was a time when you came out like this in the boxing ring. "Come on, devil, I dare you. Dare, dare. Hit me right there. Just hit." And boy, you were going after it. You were going after the devil with a switch. There was a time, boy, when you was ready to fight. But boy, you got out there in that ring and all of a sudden, pow, you got hit real good. And you're like, "Boy, that kind of hurt." You got discouraged a little bit. But no, you're going to get back in there and fight God. And you get in there, all right, big boy, bam, 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 bam. And all of a sudden, bam, you catch it again. Now listen, and maybe you get knocked down. And about the time you get knocked down, the devil comes up and goes, like that, and just rubs your face in the mud. And then about that time, you lose your job. And then about that time, you find out one of your best Christian brothers and sisters has said something real bad about you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Amen, brother. When you get down and it seems like this happens and then that happens and then something else happens and then something else happens and right when you think nothing else can't go wrong, I'll be bam! Something will hit you again. That is the devil throwing his artillery at you, trying to get you to throw up the white flag and surrender. Don't do it, my friend. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you can't do nothing but lift a little finger and point it at him. Just stay in the battle and stay right with God. Don't let the devil discourage you from doing what you ought to do. I've seen a lot of young preachers. I've seen young preachers get up and just make a flop and get real discouraged and say, I just can't do it. I just can't preach. I just can't preach. And maybe never do what God's called them to do. I've seen people maybe try to sing or try to do something for God and go knocking on doors and maybe somebody slammed the door in their face or something goes on. The devil will beat you down with discouragement until you can't get back up or don't or won't get back up. Put it that way. I'm telling you, it ought not to be that way. I knew a man one time. This man had gone through more personal problems and trials than most people I knew. And boy, you thought, boy, that man must have a lot of toughness in him because he just stands the test and stands the test and stands the test and stands the test. And did you know, brother, that that man finally gave up? He finally gave up. You know the devil can beat you down and beat you down and beat you down and beat you down and just keep hitting you and hitting you and hitting you and hitting you until finally you're ready to quit. He can do it. He can do it. I got a phone call this morning that disturbed me. It wasn't from none of you. It wasn't even nobody in McDowell County, out of county. And it was some things that people had said and done and some things that really hurt my feelings. Boy, I'm feeling all down and it was bothering me. But it seems like the Lord is in the encouraging business. And it seems like every time you get discouraged, the Lord will drop you a little something to encourage you. You know what? I went and I went up to Virginia the other day. Seemed like every time I get discouraged, something happens to encourage me. It's like the Lord saying, okay, boy, I'll take... Every time somebody cusses you over here, the Lord blesses you over here. I went up to... Virginia, the preacher got me up there and he began to talk to me. He said, brother, he said, I want to talk, it might be a blessing to you. He said, I don't know if you ever get discouraged. People say stuff. They say, I don't know if you ever get discouraged or anything, but I just want to tell you something, it'd be a blessing. I said, what's that? He said, you know what we done? He said, we took a display to the mall. He said, we got permission from the mall, I think it was in Richmond, Virginia, in the capital there, on up in Fredericksburg, up between there and Washington, D.C. He said, we set up a display, and he said, we got had a big TV screen and a VCR, and he said, we took your rock music video tape that you do and print your slide, and we played it in the mall. I said, you're kidding. He said, no. I said, well, what happened? He said, some didn't like it, and some did like it. He said, somebody come by there and said, why is he out hollering and scream like that? And he said, somebody else come by and said, hey, that's good. And I said, you've got to be kidding. I never dreamed when I was fasting those days out at the youth camp before I preached that message and put it on video in Pensacola, Florida. I never dreamed that thing would go all over the country. It never even entered my mind. I was just saying, God, let me help somebody. God, let me help somebody. God took that message that night. I've got calls from up north where they put it in rescue missions. They played it in homes and had teenagers. They played it in Sunday school classes. They played it in Christian schools. I heard that Eugene and them was telling us about, they put it on the Navy ship. They have a main VCR and it comes out all over the bunkers in the Navy ship with several hundred men. And they announced on there, said, all right, folks, going to have a rock concert. And it was Reverend Danny Kessel in his rock video. That boy, it blew their mind. On the ship, out to sea. And I thought, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a blessing, Lord, how that God can just take a little bitty something. And sometimes when I get discouraged, I'm telling you that for a reason. Sometimes when you get discouraged and you think, good night, everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. I'm going out and eat worms. See, you know that little song? You ever get the feeling like that? How many of you ever get to feel like you ain't a friend in the world and everybody's against you? Do you ever feel like that? Raise your hand. Amen. Well, buddy, you just look back to those times where God blessed you and God used and God on you, and the Lord will say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then you start thinking about Jesus. They turned their back on Him. They put nails in His hands. They done Him dirty. Judas betrayed Him with a kiss and turned Him over to vile and sinful men. I'm telling you, God never promised us a rose garden. He never said you would not be discouraged, but God did push joy for the journey. I know a lot of young Christians get hurt when their church has problems and stuff like that. And you know what that is? That's normal. That's normal. Buddy, you're going to catch it. You're going to get it. It happened to me when I got saved. It'll happen to you. Something will happen that'll nearly blow you out of the water if you ain't careful. Boy, I'd like to have a word of encouragement for you this morning. Somebody said they had one talent, and that was encouraging people. If you got an talent to encourage people, you got a real talent that's really needed. Said, I have no voice for singing. I cannot make a speech. I have no gift for music. I know I cannot teach. I am no good at leading. I cannot organize. And anything I would write would never win a prize. But at a roll call in meetings, I always answer here. When others are performing, I lend a listening ear. After the program's over, I praise at every part. My words are not to flatter. I mean them from my heart. It seems my only talent is neither big nor rare, but just to listen and encourage and fill a vacant chair. But all the gifted people could not so brightly shine were it not for those who use a talent such as mine. There's a very rare group of people in the world that just goes from place to place encouraging people. They are opposite of what the devil is trying to do. The devil is trying to discourage people. You know what encourages me? I was late for prayer meeting last night, and when I came in, there was still some men here, and they were talking, and I pray all over the church, and boy, they were telling me how good the prayer meeting was before I got here and up. I always pray up here, right here on this one spot, because I figure this one spot probably needs it worse than anybody else. And I pray right here. And I was thinking, man, that's encouraging to a preacher. Them boys told me, they said when they come in last night, it sounded like his voice is coming out of the walls. Might have been, I don't know. But I tell you what, that's encouraging. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do this morning. I'm going to read you all some men in the Bible. See, if you can find somebody in the Bible that had the same problem you had and gone through it and come through it, you'll find that you may not be as terrible as you thought you were. You may not be as weird as you thought when you can identify with somebody like David, like Elijah, like Moses, like Jeremiah, like Job, like Solomon. These are great men in the Bible. And when I name these names, you think of greatness. You think of power. You think of righteousness. You think of being able to call down fire from heaven. But did you know every single man that I named this morning went through a time in their life when they were so discouraged they just wanted to throw up their hands and quit? The devil beat them down. They just said, I'm tired of fighting it. I'm tired. God, I just want to kill myself. Do you know there's more than one man in the Bible prayed that God would kill him? Job over yonder said, I wish I had died when I was born. Job got so discouraged, he lost 10 of his children. He lost everything he had. His finances were gone. His farm was gone. His friends were gone. He had disease. He had boils come up over his body. This old boy, he had things broke out all over him. And he got down and he said, I wish I died the day I was born. Cursed be the man that brought news to my daddy and told him that he had a son. He said, I wish I'd have never lived. But boy, Job seen better days and God brought him through it. And there was a day later when Job had his family back and his friends back and his farms back and his finances back. Job got discouraged, but he realized there was a better day ahead. Let me tell you here this morning, child of God, that you're discouraged. Maybe you're about ready to throw in the towel. Maybe there's somebody here this morning. You've just about given up. You've just about said, what's the use? You you've just about said, there's no use in me trying. There is a better day coming for you. God's got something better waiting on you if you'll be faithful and stay in there. Elijah, the man of God, over in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, you don't have to return to it, but he said, "Oh Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." He said, he requested in himself that he might die and said, "It is enough." He said, "I've had it." He said, "I have had it up to here. I am sick of it. I hate it. I hate this life." He said, "God, just take me on and get me out of this mess." But God looked down and done what was necessary and sent the birds there to feed him. And God was faithful and God stood with him. Don't give up when you get discouraged. I'm saying, listen, if you're discouraged here this morning, don't feel bad. Moses was. Elijah was. Job was. Moses, you know what he done? He whined around there to God in chapter 11 and said, "I'm not able to bear this people alone. It is too heavy for me." He said, "Lord, there is too much on me." He's saying, "God, you don't realize what I'm going through, Lord. I can't handle this no more. God, it seems, why is this happening?" Listen, folks, you wouldn't believe the people that are probably sitting in this room this morning that feel that way. You're thinking, "God, what? I'm carrying such a heavy load. God, there's so much on me. God, why am I having to go through this? God, why?" Maybe you've had a death in your family. Maybe you've just found out you've got cancer in your body and you've not even told your family because you don't want to worry them. And you're thinking, "Oh, Lord, what am I going to have to do? God, what's going to become of me?" Listen, you're in good company. Some of the greatest men in the Bible talked like that and thought like that at one time or another in their life. You know what Elijah did? Or Moses did? He said, "Lord, just kill me. I pray thee, if I am favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness." You ever felt like that? God, do me and you and everybody else a favor and kill me. Ain't you glad God don't answer stupid prayers like that? Day after tomorrow, you're glad He did. Amen. Yes, we've all felt that sometime in our life. Let me tell you what Solomon said. You know what Solomon, the great man of God, said? Great man, wise man, wonderful man, man that loved God, spiritual man. Quote, "Therefore I hated life." Solomon, you must be happy having all this success, ain't you? "No, I hate life." Listen, there comes a time in your life, especially when you've got a hang-up or a sin that you can't overcome. The devil will whip you, beat you, beat you, beat you. Especially when you're trying your best. Some of you men, the worst thing can happen to you is to get laid off from your job or something like that. And you think, "Here I am trying to serve God. When I was out there living for the devil, nothing like this ever happened. Here I am trying to live right and serve God, and now this." Boy, right then the devil will jump on your shoulder and said, "Why don't you just say fooey with this stuff? Why don't you just hang it up? It's not worth it. What good has it done you to go to church and serve God? Just give up!" You ladies, He'll work on you. Your family won't appreciate you. Your husband don't appreciate you. Somebody at church said something that hurt your feelings real bad. First thing you know, the devil come to you. "Why don't you just forget this stuff? It's no use. Hang it up! Give up! Give up!" That's just what the devil wants you to do. But I'll tell you this morning, God promises and provides extra special grace for when you're going through those hard times. All of you in here are familiar with that story. There may be somebody that's not, but most of you probably are. Of that little story that a preacher friend down in Georgia wrote called Footprints. You're familiar with how you've probably seen it in people's houses, how this man was walking along the beach. That was a picture of his life. He dreamed that he saw his walking along the beach and there were two sets of footprints like this, see? And it was him and God walking side by side. Just him and God. And then he had a hard time in life, had some trouble. And he noticed that through all that hard time that there was only one set of footprints. And And he said, I tried to pray and I couldn't find you, God. And I couldn't feel you. And he got up there and he said, God. He said, me and you walking in hand all that time when things was going good. But he said, Lord, I don't understand. He said, why during that one time of my life when I needed you the most, I couldn't find you? Why did you make me walk by myself through that valley? And the Lord said, son, you didn't walk by yourself through that valley. He said, the reason that you only see one set of footprints there is because it was during that time of your life that I carried you. And I'm telling you this morning, folks, he ain't forgot you. My heart goes out to you this morning. My heart hurts for you this morning if you're discouraged. Hallelujah! He ain't forgot you. As a matter of fact, he's carrying you. He's carrying you, thank God. He's taking you through. Hallelujah! And one of these days you'll look back and say, well, what about that? The Lord carried me through those dark times of my life. Let me encourage you, child of God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Full armor of God. Stand and be counted. Don't let the devil discourage you. Times may be hard. Don't let the devil discourage you. Times may be rough. Don't let the devil discourage you. Listen. Bow our heads. While every head is bowed and every eye closed. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. You may be sitting there this morning and say, Brother Danny, can't feel nothing. It feels like God's a million miles away. And I'm so discouraged, I just don't know what to do. Let me encourage you this morning, friend. Just be faithful. Just be faithful. Just be faithful. See? You having marriage troubles? Just be faithful. You having financial troubles? Just be faithful. You having physical problem? Just be faithful. In these days of discouragement, it's easy to let the devil beat you down. We've already got a lot to come to the altar. If you need to come to the altar this morning, if you need to come and pray, maybe you're to the point where you're just about ready to give up. And you may say, Brother Danny, I just want to get down there this morning and get a new zeal and a new determination to serve God. Maybe somebody's hurt you real bad. A Christian brother or sister can hurt you worse than anybody. And they don't mean to. They really don't. The devil uses it on you, see? The devil will use you on you when you're hurt by a Christian. Come up here and say, Dear Lord, I'm re-enlisting. Dear God, put me back on the battlefield. Dear God, I want to be used and usable. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these that have already come to the altar. We pray that you'd bless them. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you'd move upon them. Give them what they need to serve you. May your will be done in their lives. Have your will and way in the rest of the service this morning. God, touch every single heart that's here. In Jesus' name we pray.